The AFL-CIO wraps up a two-day meeting in New Orleans today. Yesterday, labor leaders voted to increase fees from union affiliates to boost its coffers for political activities. Organized labor this week is designing a political strategy for this fall's state and national elections. The AFL-CIO has spent nearly $12 million so far in this two-year election cycle, and it's expected to spend about $25 million more. From New Orleans, NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
With the Democrats holding onto the Senate by a margin of just one and the House up for grabs too, labor leaders here say they plan to help their friends with one of their biggest midterm mobilization efforts ever. Jerry McEntee is head of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. He says that bigger effort is behind labor's plan to build its war chest further by raising political dues from affiliates by 4 cents per member per month.
The winning candidates in 2002 will not win just by saying the word jobs, jobs, 34 times in a speech like President Bush has done. Our members will insist that their issues become a genuine priority in politics.
Those issues include extending unemployment benefits, expanding health care, boosting worker safety, and increasing job training and raising the minimum wage. Previously, the National relied on voluntary contributions to enhance mandatory political dues. This proposal would make the Political Activities Fund permanent. The National Right to Work Legal Defense Foundation called the decision outrageous. A spokesman said it's, quote, more money taken by force from union members who don't necessarily support big labor's agenda. The proposed increase, which still has to pass a board vote, does come at a time when some locals are hurting. The recession and its resulting layoffs have meant a reduction in dues-paying members. Steve Rosenthal is the AFL-CIO's political director. He says despite some strained budgets, only a few at the meeting grumbled about the higher fees. In fact, he says some pushed for an even bigger increase.
By and large, people feel that at a time like this, working families need even a stronger voice in the political process, that this is a tough thing to have to do, but they realize the real importance in doing it.
This week, three Democratic senators in need came calling on labor. Paul Wellstone, Tom Harkin, and Tim Johnson all faced tough re-election fights. At a cocktail reception for the senators, Harkin's campaign manager, Jeff Link, said more than cash, the senator needs labor volunteers and their face-to-face endorsements.
The way you get a marginal advantage is by having people make personal contact with somebody that they have a personal connection with. Somebody that lives around the corner from you, somebody that you see at your grocery store. If they say, I'm for Tom Harkin and I want you to be for him too, that has a real impact.
Democrats and their labor supporters are also up against the agenda of an extremely popular president and an electorate more concerned than ever about unity and security. But House Minority Leader Richard Gephardt said September 11th only heightened the issues for labor and working families.
If Republicans try to take credit and wrap all their stuff in the cloak of terrorism, it's not going to work. I don't know how you justify a $25 billion tax break for huge corporations and refusing to do health care for the unemployed in the name of terrorism. I don't think anybody will buy that or believe it or accept it.
But just getting voters' attention in a non-presidential year is a challenge. That's why Wellstone, Harkin, and Gephardt all implored labor to help them simply get out their base and get out the vote. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, New Orleans.